Genesis 32, more scriptures of Old Testament expressions of love. And one of the most evident expressions of love is a kiss. Let him kiss me with the kiss of his mouth, for thy love is better than wine. Kiss, an expression of love. Now, in Genesis 32, look at verse 9. Jacob is returning, and he's praying to his God, and he says, O God of my father Abraham, and God of my father Isaac, O Lord, who saidst unto me, return unto thy country and to thy kindred, and I will do thee good, and so forth. Look at verse 11. Deliver me, I pray thee, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, lest he come and smite me, the mother with the children. Chapter 33, verse 1. And Jacob lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, Esau was coming, and with him 400 men. Verse 4. And Esau ran to meet him, and embraced him, and fell on his neck, and kissed him. And they wept. That's enough for now. Let us speak to God again in prayer. Our Father, what a treasure thou hast left us. Our souls have thrilled in these simple stories, one of which we've read already. From many years ago, thou hast known that they are as full of life and truth today as when we read them as young men and women. We are thankful for this. The Word of God, live it and abide it forever. We desire to learn somewhat again of these Old Testament expressions of love, and therefore look upon us for good, empower us, enable us, and prepare us to receive the good word of God, and send us our way rejoicing, because we received a handful of purpose. Feed thy lambs and thy sheep, we pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord. Amen. Look at chapter 45 now, 45, just a moment, because these portions are very similar. Chapter 45, and look at verse 1. Then Joseph could not refrain himself before all them that stood by him, and he cried, cause every man to go out from me. And there stood no man with him, while Joseph made himself known unto his brethren. And he wept aloud, and the Egyptians heard. And now, verse 20, for the sake of time. No, verse 14. And he fell upon his brother Benjamin's neck and wept, and Benjamin wept upon his neck. And he kissed all his brethren and wept upon them. And after that, his brethren talked with him. Now, both of these portions that I have read to you tonight are expressions of love, but a certain kind of love. It is a love that forgives. Do you know anything about that kind of love? That is something that I found missing among the people of God. So often they preach about God forgiving. And the Lord Jesus himself teaches so much about forgiveness, but not forgiveness of sinners, but his own followers forgiving one another. And when we pray and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, the Lord Jesus adds, for if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will forgive you your trespasses. And you know that beautiful verse? We used to have it years ago at the old chapel. Be tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Now tell me, think of someone who has deeply wounded you as a brother or a sister in Christ, and you have forgiven them. You say, I can't think of such a person. That is what is so sad. Here is what I found, that we go along as brother and sister in Christ, and then a rift comes, and there is a deep wound, but there is never any kiss of forgiveness. I would be delighted to kiss some of those who have sinned against me, but I found that such animosity exists that they do not want a kiss of forgiveness. They do not feel that they need one. But I say this, I believe that I am prepared to do such a thing, but seldom will children of God face up to one another and the one who is in the wrong say, I have sinned. It says in Matthew chapter 18, if thy brother sin against thee, go show him his fault between thee and him alone. Tell him his fault, and if he hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. Tell me, when have you gone and told someone something that they have done, truly done that was wrong against you, and they confessed that sin, and you kissed them and said, I forgive you? The marvel is this. Would you not think that the one who would excel in the ability to forgive would be the one who has been forgiven? You say, yes. Well, let me ask you this. Of the two, Jacob and Esau, which one was the one that God loved and which one was the one that God said he hated? You say, Jacob I loved, but Esau I hated. Yes. And who is the one that stole the birthright from his brother? You say, Jacob stole the birthright from his brother, Esau. I see. And who was the one who had murder in his heart when Jacob left home? That is why his mother, Rebekah, sent him away. She was afraid that she was going to be bereaved of her husband and her son at the same time. And so she sent him away. And he goes away and stays separated from his father and mother and brother for 20 years. And then God tells him, go back home. But when he comes back home, no doubt, he would be glad if his father and mother were alive. But if his brother Esau were dead, it would be a relief to his mind. But when he starts returning home, the first thing he hears is that his brother Esau is coming, and with him are 400 men. And Jacob starts praying to God. He said, you told me to come home, and you said if I did come home, you would do me good. And now my brother Esau is coming after me, and I'm afraid of him. He is going to smite me and the wife and the children. All of these things are going to happen to me. And so then it said he looked up, and his brother Esau was coming with 400 men. And Esau ran toward him and embraced him and kissed him. Isn't that remarkable? A man that had been injured the way that Jacob injured Esau, and yet he embraced his brother and he kissed him and he forgave him. It says that Esau was a profane person, and yet his example of forgiveness to his brother Esau is exemplary, and I would that the people of God would do such a thing. And so you think through your life now, and when have you ever had such an experience? The injuries that I have experienced from the hands of my brothers and sisters are nothing like that which Esau experienced from the hand of his brother Jacob. And yet when he came back, he embraced him, he kissed him, he was delighted to see him again. How is this? Here is a profane person, one whom God hates, and yet there is the example of love and forgiveness in him. And you and I are people of God, and I find a harshness, I find a reluctance to forgive anything. I hold these grudges against my brothers and sisters. I will never forgive you. I cannot understand such words coming from the lips of God's children, and yet such things have been uttered. And yet they should not. And the Lord Jesus said, If you will not forgive your brethren, then your heavenly Father will not forgive you. I shan't go into the explanations of that, but I want to show you that an injury even like that which Esau experienced can be forgiven with sincerity, and you can be glad to see the person who did you the wrong. Now you think through your life right now. Are there those that you could not greet with a holy and with a loving kiss? And I'm afraid the answer is yes. They would not want me to kiss them. They would not allow me to kiss them. Yes, that might be true. But at the same time, if they would, and if conceivably you had done something wrong, and let me quote this, it's so beautiful. Oliver Cromwell sent this message to those who were adamant in their position. He said, I beseech you in the bowels of Christ, think it possible you may be mistaken. And some say, I've never been mistaken, and there shall be no kisses like unto those exchanged by Jacob and Esau, because I could not be mistaken. But perhaps that is why there is so little affinity between the people of God. And let me tell you what is strange. I mentioned this last week about greeting one another with a holy kiss and with a loving kiss, and some of us, with timidity, started trying to embrace one another, and, oh, I don't know what to do. Now, think through that. Do you know why? It's because there's no nearness, because there is an embarrassment. I have found no embarrassment when there is someone I love to express that love with a holy, a loving kiss. And yet you and I, well, I don't know this person that well. Well, aren't you my brother? Aren't you my sister? You say, yes. Well, why is it that you're so far away, even though you're sitting next to me, and I'm so far from you? Why is that? Why do you think the Bible says to greet one another with a holy kiss, with a loving kiss? You say, it's foreign to me. Yes, because even though we are the people of God, I'm afraid that we are not expressing that we are the people of God. It cannot be said of us, behold how those Christians love one another. People would look at us and say, how estranged they are from one another. And so keep that in mind. I noticed that when I gave that exhortation and you tried to carry it out, if you did, it was so strange. It was so strange. Why? Well, you think on it and think of your brothers and your sisters and your father and your mother whom you love. Think of your family, and is it hard for you to give them a holy, a loving kiss? Well, if so, maybe love does not exist between you as it should in your family. But God says, in my family, it should. And Esau kisses his brother Jacob, and it is a kiss of forgiveness. Now, in like manner, and that is why I read from Genesis 45, do you remember what Joseph's brethren did to him? First of all, they were going to kill him. But finally, they decided to sell him into slavery. And so they did, and broke old Jacob's heart when they brought home his garment dipped in blood and torn, and pretended to his father that he had been torn by some wild beast. And so they forgot all about their brother. And yet, after all of these years, in time of famine, they come down to Egypt. And it says the second time, Joseph was made known unto his brethren. And now, of all of those who should seek forgiveness, it should be Joseph's brethren. But instead, it is Joseph who seeks out his brethren to forgive them. He cannot contain himself anymore. He commands everyone out from his presence. And then he falls upon the neck of his full brother Benjamin and kisses him and all of his brothers. And this also is a kiss of forgiveness. Now think, if someone has stolen your blessing, and if someone has committed you to slavery and to death, tell me, do you think that there would be love in your heart enough to forgive them? You say, well, if they came and bowed down and begged me, perhaps I could forgive them. But the remarkable thing is this. It is not Jacob who comes back pleading for forgiveness. to Esau, but Esau rushes to meet him and forgives his brother. And it is not his brethren, how could they when they do not know him, but it is not the brethren, but Joseph who goes to his brethren and lavishes this forgiveness upon them. And would God that he put such a thing in my heart. It must be that way. If not, you will never love your brethren, and you will never forgive them. It says concerning Titus, but thanks be unto God who putteth the same earnest care in the heart of Titus for you. And this is a miracle we must pray from God to be in our hearts, that I want to forgive you if you have injured me rather than hold a grudge against you. And how is it affected? It is affected by a holy and a loving and a sincere kiss. I've shown you two examples of it. Now, let me give you another without turning to it for the sake of time. But do you remember how Absalom had fled because of the murder that he had committed? And he was away 2 whole years from the king, but he set Joab's field on fire and finally got Joab to go and make intercession to the king for him. And finally, Joab did come and speak to the king. And it said that Absalom came before his father David and did obeisance. And it said that David kissed his son Absalom. A kiss of forgiveness. Even though Absalom had done that dastardly deed, his brother had been a sinner. But though this happened, David is prepared to forgive his son Absalom. But there is a difference. There is a difference between the way that Esau forgives Jacob and the way that Joseph forgives his brethren. Because I'm afraid that when David forgave his son Absalom, he knows that that forgiveness did not reach deep into his heart. He knows the treachery that is still in his son's heart. And this brings out the fact that at times, some that we kiss and forgive do not really want that forgiveness. They simply want access to Jerusalem. They want freedom to go and arrange enemies against the king that they may dethrone him as Absalom did. Such treachery in the heart of a son, and yet his father loved him, and his father forgave him. Perhaps that's what we have to do at times. We have to forgive those who are unworthy of forgiveness, and we have to forgive them because we love them, even though they may do something else even more treacherous than they did before. But if they come seeking that forgiveness, then we must forgive them. If your brother sin against you 7 times in the day, and 7 times turn and say, I repent, it says, thou shalt forgive him. Well, this is the teaching of Christ, and here are examples in the Old Testament. The forgiveness of a son with a heavy heart because somehow you feel that that son who wants forgiveness, somehow he has not accepted that forgiveness. When he says, Father, oh, let me do this or that, his father says, why do you want to do that? There is a suspicion in his heart, but forgiveness must be practiced. All right, that's all I want to tell you about these kisses of forgiveness. And for the sake of time, I shall tell you of another. I shall tell you of a kiss of gratitude. And that is in the case of David and Barzillai. When Absalom sought to take his father's throne, it says there was an old man, 80 years of age, Barzillai, who sustained the king. He was one who was a great man, and his possessions were used to sustain the king. And now finally, David is coming back. And Barzillai, this aged old man, goes out to meet him, to take him over Jordan. And David says, you come to me to Jerusalem, come with me to Jerusalem, and I shall sustain you there. I will do you good the way that you have done me good. And then all of us who are old, remember what Barzillai said. He said, I'm this day 80 years old. He said, I can't taste, I can't drink, I can't hear. He said, I would just be a burden to you. He said, bestow this blessing upon thy servant Chimham. Do that. Give the blessing to him. And so David said, all that I was going to do for you, I will do as thou hast bidden. And it says that David kissed Barzillai. Why? Because he was appreciative of what he had done for him. When is the last time you have shown gratitude and thankfulness for what the people of God have done for you? So reserved are we. The Lord Jesus remembers that. You recall in Luke chapter 7 how that woman who in the city was a sinner, when the Lord Jesus was sitting at meat, she came behind and she wetted his feet with her tears and wiped his feet with the hair of her head and kissed his feet. And after it was all over, the Lord Jesus said, this woman loved much. She showed her gratitude by kissing the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you and I, as God's children, are to express this love. How? By such a token as David gave Barzillai, as this woman bestowed upon the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. But there is no forgiveness. There is no gratitude. And the Lord Jesus said to Simon, when I came in, you gave me no kiss, but this woman kissed me. And the Lord Jesus, when only one leper returned, he said, were there not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? What is missing among the people of God is an expression of gratitude. You say, oh, I'm grateful. The Lord Jesus said, where are the 9? He wants an expression of that gratitude. He said to Simon, I came in and you gave me no kiss. He wants this expression manifested by a token like unto a kiss or an expression in words, I thank you. And these are some of the expressions in the Old Testament. And let me show you another. Turn to Exodus chapter 18. Exodus 18. And since all of these are similar, I'll just give you these tonight. In Exodus chapter 18. Look at verse 1. Now Jethro, the priest of Midian, Moses' father-in-law, heard of all that God had done for Moses and for Israel, his people. Look at verse 7. And Moses went out to meet his father-in-law and did obeisance and kissed him. And they asked each other of their welfare. And they came into the tent. Now, here is an example of good family relations, a family kiss. Tell me, you who are married, are you able to go to your in-laws and kiss them? So often, the world writes humorous things about the animosity that exists among the in-laws. And so God, in the Scripture, gives us an example of an in-law that was respected as Moses, even though Jethro was a heathen priest, Moses respected him and he kissed him. And so God is teaching us in his word about expressions of love, expressions of forgiveness, expressions of gratitude, and also family expressions of love. God would have us to show what we feel in our hearts toward all, to those who have injured us, and to those whom the world would think were our enemies. Let us be among those who express our love visibly so that people know what is in our hearts. Let us pray. Now, Father, would you forgive us for any tendency within us to feel that we have been so injured that the one who has done this thing is not worthy of forgiveness. We cannot but remember how you tell us to forgive one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven us. There is no way that we could justify or compel thy Son to forgive us our sin. No way, our God, that we could see that you should receive us back, and yet thou hast done this. And so we marvel at these examples, at the example of a man like Esau, who had this forgiveness in his heart. Forgive us for such feelings of animosity, the holding of grudges, Forgive us, Father, for feeling strangeness toward those who are brothers and sisters in Christ, and when we obey thy command to do it with such embarrassment and uneasiness. Father, as thy word doth say, let us love one another, for love is of God, and he that loveth is begotten of God. Let us be holy toward one another. Let us be sincere and pure toward one another, but let us not be afraid to carry out the exhortations in thy word. Let us manifest our expressions of love by holy and by loving kisses, as in the Old Testament, so in the New Testament, so in our lives. Help us to be the men and women of God among ourselves and among those who are outside the family of God, we pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.